This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One of Detroit's most iconic ruins is set for a massive transformation. Mayor Mike Duggan announcing earlier today that the city has signed a letter of intent to redevelop the former Packard plant site. The project, which is being called Packard Park, is estimated to cost more than $50 million.
After today, people will be posting the images of the vision of these two developers. And for anybody here watching, we have an opportunity on the north side of Grand Boulevard for yet another development. Of course, that will be overseen by my successor and my partner for the last 12 years on this property, Council President and Mayor-elect Mary Sheffield. We did what we said we were going to do. Took about 10 years to knock down 45 buildings, but we got it done. And now we have people with a track record of redeveloping the Lincoln motor site, which you ought to go over to the Dream Trite site and see it, but they did a beautiful job of reusing industrial space. So this will be the kind of thing that it'll take 3 or 4 years to build out, but it'll be the right thing for the long term for the city of Detroit.
Can you talk about the effort of trying to get this right? I mean, it was a little over a decade ago with Mr. Palazuelo and the litigation that followed.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of bookended your time in office.
You know, from day one, I had no confidence in his ability to do it. I refused to sell him the balance of the buildings. And of course, we sued him and took control of the property. The only reason this is done is because of years of litigation by the city law department. We got control of the property. We got the federal money to knock things down. And now we have the potential to redevelop the site. And that's exciting. And so the next administration, and maybe even the administration after that, we'll be redeveloping this area.
Can you revisit that, though, in regard to the work done, layperson friendly here, as far as making it more advantageous for developers? Or walk us back in regard to the federal money and the demo that happened and the design around that.
Well, every time we had $2 or $3 million extra in the blight budget, we took down another building. And so for a while you didn't notice it because we kept taking down one building after another back there. And then when the state awarded us money that came from the federal government, we took down the entire project. And so it probably was a 10-year demolition project. And we ended up exactly where I wanted to be, which is the two buildings that grace Grand Boulevard will be there for the long term. And I wanted to prove that we could find a developer who would do this. So I have no doubt that in 2 or 3 years, JC is going to be writing a story about how it took longer than we originally projected. But as you've seen on the big projects that have lasted over the city over the years, it's better to take your time and do it right than to rush something. And so I feel really good. So I'm not sure how long they took to do Dream Detroit. It was probably 5 or 6 years. But we are very lucky that building wasn't knocked down. And so we're going to try it again.
How would
you rate this over what you've accomplished? I mean, you've got train station and everything else, and I'm not looking for a hierarchy, but it's got to be on the list.
You know, well, certainly the train station was spectacular. The Hudson's Building is spectacular. The Jeep plant was spectacular. But this is definitely up there, as I say, at a personal level. My mother does not let up on me about a real bear would have solved the Packer site by now. So I brought my mom out when we started the demolition. It was a little cold to bring her out today, but I will bring her back before she heads to Florida and show her what we're doing here.
What's left on the to-do list for you with a month to go?
This I think was the last big announcement. We'll probably do some kind of wrap-up announcement on overall blight removal in the next couple of weeks and proposal end and closing that out. But I don't expect to have any more development announcements in the next few weeks. Mostly it's packing boxes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.